Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours. All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. It is July the 19th, 2022. Tuesday. Amazing day here on the East Coast. Hopefully, wherever you are at, it's amazing. It is, we are in the dog days of summer. It's hotter than Haiti, and my God. And yesterday was one of those days. And, you know, this is one of those mornings I'm just so full of gratitude. Just so full of gratitude. I talk endlessly about sobriety and recovery, but you know, there's just something nice about living a life where you are not on the dark side. You know, I mean, I've lived a big portion of my life, you know, either in trouble or getting ready to get in trouble or just getting out of trouble, you know, always that character in the town. The character that people discuss, you know, the guy that walks in and concern, you know, it's just been a big portion of my life. And getting sober, you know, obviously I don't drink, right? Obviously I'm not doing drugs. I mean, those are clear. But just the freaking joy of living a life that doesn't include those things is just amazing. And, you know, I'm just having a day. I'm just so full of gratitude. And, you know, to be honest, you know, so let me go back. I've shared a bit, you know, we're building a house. We actually are moving to our house. And our closing date is set for tomorrow. And this has been a thing that's been, you know, it's been a process. And if you've ever built a house, it is a very stressful situation. And I really don't even like talking about it because, you know, we just happened to do a few things early on that are sort of benefiting us now and allowing us to be able to do this. But I know, you know, if that hadn't happened, we would be, you know, we would not be in this position, right? But whatever. I feel, with the things that are going on and the struggles that our folks are having and we're building a house, it feels, you know, it feels weird. It is what it is, and, you know, we're just really grateful. But it's an emotional and stressful process, and we came to a point yesterday where we found out that we would not be, they needed to push our closing back. And we have been waiting. And listen, this is going to be a bunch of, we're not getting what we want. But it's not like we didn't do the time and weren't patient to get what we wanted. You know, and unfortunately, you know, and we're in a tough time right now. And so yesterday was this moment. And we just, you know, when you're moving, you've got movers and you've got utilities and all these interesting things that have to take place, and you try to be like an adult and schedule them and, you know, follow direction. And we, like I said, we had our orientation last week, and, you know, the day was set. Closing is Wednesday, and we are ecstatic. And, you know, my in-laws came down, family's down, you know, the house is freaking turned upside down, or the house that we live in now. We don't have anything. We don't have any clothes. It's all packed. Movers are coming. And we get this notice yesterday that they're pushing closing back 2 days. And as much as 2 days doesn't sound like a big deal, but when you're trying to be like patient and a good human, it was a big deal. And not only because we just had our hopes up, but the other thing was is that we just have all this, like, things are being delivered on Wednesday. It's just a whole thing. And so yesterday when we got this news, it was really a down day. And it was just a big case of we're not getting what we want, right? If I'm going to break it down, like if I'm going to dissect this whole problem, it's just us not getting what we want. But you know what? We've done the time, we've been patient, and I don't want to feel bad for wanting what we want, right? So it was just a weird day. It was really, and then our water heater went out in our other house, and it was hot. I mean, it is hot. And so yesterday was just a really, it was just a down day, you know. My wife was down. It was just, it was, tempers had started to flare. And, but so anyway, you know, I get up this morning and, you know, the guy, the company to build our house, and I'm not going to say the name because they're, first of all, they're an amazing company, a huge part of this community. And I don't, there is never, you know, everything that has happened had reasons. And, you know, besides the fact we're just in a weird time in our lives right now. So there is nothing negative about this, the business. But, you know, this morning I got up and I'm actually friends with the owner. I'm friends with all of them. And, you know, there was this moment where, you know, like my dad's like, call the owner. And somebody else is like, call the owner. And I'm like, you know, I don't know if this is appropriate. I mean, sure, I have his number. Sure, I could absolutely call. But, you know, this is like, that's a move that I would do back in the day. Well, actually, back in the day, I wouldn't have even have known the owner. So, but, you know, this is like, I'm going to do whatever it is I have to do to get what I want. And, yeah, I can be bummed out. We can be sad. We can talk amongst ourselves. But do I want to reach out, right, to owners and fluff up feathers? And I really didn't. And that's another thing that I've gotten through recovery is just this respect for other people. And, you know, when, as much as it seems like absolutely the appropriate time to make that call, I just didn't think it was. I just thought, listen, if this is the way it's going to be, then this is the way it's going to be. I'm not going to call a person like that and, you know, get all agitated. So I chose not to make that call. And, excuse me. And we, so my son and I get up this morning and we go for this amazing bike ride. We just live in such a wonderful location here in Delaware. And it's just, you know, not only is the ride amazing, the weather is amazing. The fact that I'm riding with my 11-year-old son is amazing. It's one of the most satisfying things in my life is just the relationship with my kids and my wife and our family. And we're just such a tight family. So to get up this morning, I was just overflowing with gratitude. And we rode down to the beach and did the boardwalk and just had a lot of fun and watching him grow. And, you know, if you know me that I take a lot of pictures, big into photography. I'm not a photographer. I'm an amateur photographer. I don't claim to be one, but we love to get out and take pictures. And he's like, I want to stop and take some pictures. You know, it's always been, you know, I got to stop and take some pictures. And they'd stand around and wait, you know. But now he's like, I want to take some pictures. So that was fun. And it was just such a freaking awesome morning. And then we rode our bikes up to Starbucks, you know, to grab a piece of pumpkin bread and a coffee. And we're sitting there. And I look through the window and the owner walks in. And I'm like, oh, my God. And so I said, hey, man, do you mind if can I just talk to you for a second? And he's like, absolutely. And I sat down and really just shared, you know, kind of what's going on. And I cannot tell you what an amazing guy this is. And he, you know, he jumped into action and he's helping us out and getting it figured out. And I think everything's going to seem to work out our way. You know, it's what we want, things to work out our way. But it was just, it was a real... It was a real opportunity for me to reflect on, other than just the fact that I don't drink and use drugs, that all the other wonderful things that come from being a person that's sober today, sober and serene. And, you know, I'm just so blessed. I just, you know, not because we're getting what we want. That's helpful. And listen, you know, if you are a person that has moved or is moving, you know, a lot of things have to line up. The big one is we have movers and deliveries. And so it wasn't just we want what we want, but there was a lot of other factors. The utilities is coming in, the cable guy is coming on tomorrow morning. There's just a lot of things that were in place. So, one, we want what we want. But two, there was a lot of things going on. So, it was just a real reminder that, you know, being sober and participating with people that like to participate is very gratifying in my life. And it's a great example to my son. It could have easily, when we found this out, you know, it could have been a lot of flailing of hands, phone calls, raising of voices, threats, right? If you don't, we won't, you know, this old behavior. And it's interesting when you're around people, unfortunately, that, you know, maybe they don't suffer from any disease of alcoholism or addiction. They're just humans, right? But they don't have that. They haven't been forced to take a look at this kind of weird game that we play with ourselves that, you know, you can watch them really lose it. And it's, you know, I'm glad that I don't have to do that today. It's about humility, right? It's that high road. It's waving that flag of surrender. And, you know, I'm glad that I wave it on a continual basis. And I'm glad that when opportunities come for me to lose my mind, you know, I can kind of look a little fourth and fifth step through it and just kind of pick it apart and find out what's really getting aggravated here. And then, if it had just been a case of us not getting what we wanted, I would have never said anything to the owner. But with all the things that have been put in place for this to happen, I thought I would just take a second and share a little bit of the story and pray to God that he wouldn't be annoyed that I bothered him. And he absolutely wasn't. He was thankful. And he called me back this morning. You know, we saw him early at 5:30 this morning or 6 this morning. And then he called me back and he's like, this is what we're doing. We're going to get it to happen. And it just made our day. And the way that our day finished yesterday, and on top of that, the water heater burned out. And I thought that we had a burned out heating element. Turns out the guy comes in, he's like, no, your water heater needs to be replaced, $2,000. It just was like one thing after another yesterday. And you know, at the end of the night, so we don't have any hot water, so my wife and I had to run over to my dad's house and take showers, and then we came back and jumped on the bike with our middle son and rode down the trail and just got out of the house. And on top of all of it, like I said, it's hot, man. It's hotter than Haiti down here right now. And it just makes life very frustrating. So, you know, really grateful, just excited, and very thankful today.
Tonight's the night we'll make history. Honey, you and I. 'Cause I'll take any risk to tie back the hands of time and stay with you here tonight. I know you feel these are the words. I do believe it's true. When people lock their doors and hide inside, rumor has it it's the end of paradise. But I know if the world just passed us by, baby, I know.
It is the best of times. It's the worst of times and the best of times. And, you know, I think, you know, I just have to take every day and, you know, all the, some of the great things that I've been taught, you know, staying in the moment, staying in the day, you know, these things come right now into a big play in my life. You know, we can't, it's easy to venture out in a few days ahead, you know, and that's kind of what this whole thing exposed was me, you know, but what about on Thursday? What about on Friday? You know, it's like all this stuff. And of course, you know, hey, we're not mute to the world, right? You have to still pay attention. You have to still partake, and you still have to be aware and plan. But I tend to get ahead of myself, and then I make it a little worse. And so, you know, I try to be careful on how far I get ahead of myself and really stick to the facts, the things that I know. And I try not to guess too much, because I've proven over and over that I will make up a lot of drama for myself. And it's... you know, it's very weird. And so it's just, it's been a real test, a lot of meditation. And when I say meditation, I don't mean, you know, crisscross applesauce, but reminding myself, listen, stay in the moment, right? Don't let the voices come in. Don't let the, you know, don't let the world creep in around you. Just stay on task, stay on target, and just, you know, keep moving forward. Remind myself that, listen, and you know, the old Matt saying, as long as we're not smoking crack and paying for hookers, you know, this will work out. And I know it would work out and will. It just needed to happen 2 days earlier. And so that was that. You know, I don't remember when the last time I did this podcast. I know that, you know, this is all that seventh step, you know. Humbly ask him to remove our shortcomings. You know, shortcomings and character defects. I've discussed that before, and I've wondered about it before. You know, and shortcomings are, for me, just these sort of like kind of habits, right? Character defects, I think those are some of the things that, the things that create the character, right? What is character defect? What is character defect? So that'll be interesting. What is character defect definition? Here we go. A character flaw or character defect is any type of imperfection in the way a person thinks or behaves. Some flaws, like sleeping in a little bit past your alarm every morning or taking showers that could be considered too long by normal standards, are not negatively impacting anyone. So, selfish shit, I guess. Is that what you're saying? Is that what this is? People that take long showers and they're always late? Yeah, it's self-centered shit. So, character defects... Yeah, not thinking of others. Now, what's the other one? Character defects or shortcomings? Google's great, right? What are shortcomings? Tell me. A fault or failure to meet certain standards, typically in a person's character. A plan or a system he is so forthright about his shortcomings, it's hard to chastise him. Let's see. I don't really understand that. They're kind of intertwined. An imperfection or lack that detracts from the whole. Also, a quality of state of being flawed or lacking. So maybe they're sort of the same. But you know this, humbly ask us to remove our shortcomings. That is, you know, that's me saying, hey, I guess first of all that I have them, right? You know, some people, it is amazing when you meet people that are like completely oblivious. I know people that have to have the first shower. I know people that are constantly late. You know, I had a big falling out with a guy who I still, you know, I really liked the guy. His life and my life, you know, we had our moments, but there was a big portion of them. I couldn't stand people that were inconsiderate, and he was inconsiderate. So they just, you know, we had a lot of great fun chatting about certain things, but when the base, the foundation of our friendship, our bricks couldn't mend, blend together. And then we had a big blowout, and you know, there was another person that was involved in it, and you know, this person's like, I don't understand why that happened. And you know, it was weird because these are people that don't seem to really have to take a look at that stuff, which is fine, you know, do you. But I didn't want to try. It's hard for a person like me to try to explain to somebody that they're fucking self-centered, you know, because it's not my job, for one. I'm not a professional or an expert, for two. But I can tell you that, you know, when you're late, late is probably the biggest thing, I think, for me. I think being, when people are late, I think that's the thing that drives the most people crazy, right? I've always been taught, you know, if you have to be at work at 9, you get there at 8:45. I get there a half hour early, right? I'm late, on time is late, and early is on time. And that's just how, what I believe. And that's because I'm thinking, this other person has a schedule, I'm considerate, I want to be on time. And it's just like my number one thing. And if somebody, if a new relationship or a new client or anything is like that and they are late, I completely lose respect for this person. I can still be your friend. We can still have chats. We can still have a great relationship. But I always know inside you are self-centered. You are inconsiderate. And when people are late, I'm like, whatever. We can be acquaintances, but we will never be friends. And I got into this person came by and basically was trying to explain why it was my fault. And I was like, well, and like I said, I am not a professional. I do not want to lecture anybody. I don't want to tell you how bad of a person you are, because honestly, these people were fantastic, right? Great people, raised their family amazingly, very successful. But sometimes I feel like that creates a little bit of this level where maybe certain things like being on time aren't as important. I'm not sure where that happens. As soon as I'm late, I already imagine that the person thinks that I don't care about their time. That's where I go to right away. And so, you know, it just because you're late and it drives me crazy doesn't mean that you're not a good person. And these people were great people. Really enjoyed them. When that relationship ended, it was really bummed out. It actually was really sad because, you know, you don't always find a lot of people that you like, right? I mean, this guy was really funny and we had a lot of good times, but, you know, he's got his thing. He's character, right? He's got his shortcomings and I got mine and they just didn't groove. But, you know, it's when those people come into your life and you're like, wow, you know, It's tough. And a situation like we went through exposes a lot of this kind of stuff. And, you know, you don't want to be like, hey, you know, the program says. It's not how it works. I have to keep my mouth shut, restrain from pen and tongue, and, you know, hope for the best. And the funny thing about this whole thing was, like I said, I was not going to make this phone call. Old Tom would have never even been in this position. Let's start off right there. But old Tom would have been the guy that calls and says, listen, look at, you know, we're doing this and you need to do this because of what we've done. And I just didn't want to do that. First of all, I can't do that. But, you know, I would have probably, if I had made the call, I would have been really kind and nice about it. But I didn't want to break that relationship. You know, when people, you have different levels of friends, right? And there's some people that I have their number, but, you know, I just don't call every time I have a complaint, right? And I wouldn't have even called, honestly. But since we ran into him, I did say, you know, I did say something in my most kindest, gentlest tone and with all gratitude. And he was actually like, I'm glad you did. You know, this is, and that's the other thing. Sometimes people want to know because, you know, whether they want to make improvements or figure out different ways of doing it. What they do is really great. So I doubt, I think this is just a circumstance of COVID and after the great reset of our whole society, it seems that, things just don't seem to run as smoothly as they used to, which is a shame, right? But let's see. I was going to read Daily Reflections to see if somehow today this Daily Reflections would help me. And, you know, I read this on this podcast, but this is always a huge, I mean, I love this stuff. All right, here we go. July the 19th. It is July 19th. Yep. False pride. All right. Many of us who had thought ourselves religious awoke to the limitations of this attitude. Refusing to place God first, we had deprived ourselves of his help. Refusing to place God first, we had deprived ourselves of his help. Yeah, that's it, you know? What would God do? If I was like, if I'm hanging out in front of Starbucks and God's there, God'd be like, hey, let's just, I'm going to guess. I don't know what God would do, but I'm assuming I'm assuming that in a God lifestyle, we were going to be humble, patient, you know, cordial. And I would say, you know, God would maybe lean over and say, hey, let's wait. Let's just keep our mouth closed. Let's let the process happen. You know, these are all experts. Let's let them be experts, right? And the devil would have been like, fuck that. Call this guy, right? Give him a call. You know him. You know, and the other thing is when you have friends like that, you know, because this guy, he's a big deal. He's a big, big deal. He's a way bigger deal than I am for sure. And I am nothing. But he's a big deal. So, you know, just the fact that I'm a friend with him is, you know, strokes my ego, right? And my pride. I'm like, yeah, I'm friends with him. And when people say, you know, call him. You know, part of me is like, you do have that option. You know, you can do that if you would like. But I'm like, nope, what would God do? What would Jesus do here? And I just say this, people, I'm not religious. Please believe that. I don't go to church or anything. But I'm dumb. And this is how it dumbs it down for me. What would God do? What would the devil do? And, you know, so trying to use a more refusing to place God first, we had deprived ourselves of his help. And I think that's exactly what happened today. I asked for God's help, and in my mind, God said, just be patient, let the process happen. And then before I knew it, this guy walked up and right up to us, and we were able to have a conversation. I didn't have to call him. I didn't have to fluff up my plumage, right? I didn't have to make a, you know, because I still live in this town, right? I got to think about this thing. These are the things I think about. You still live in this town. You have relationships with this family. You have relationships with people in the relationships with this family. You know, you don't want to be known as the guy, that guy, the call guy, right? So that's on the 12 steps and 12 traditions. And then it says, many false notions operate in false pride. The need for direction to live a decent life is satisfied by the hope experienced in the AA fellowship. Those who have walked the way for, those who have walked that way for years, a day at a time, say that God-centered life has limitless possibilities for personal growth. This being so, much is hope and transmitted by the elders AA. I thank my higher power for letting me know that he works through other people, and I thank him for our trusted servants in the fellowship, who aid new members to reject their false ideals and to adopt those which led to a life of compassion and trust. The elders in AA challenge the newcomers to come to so they can come to believe. I ask my higher power to help me unbelief. That's weird. I'm sure I read that wrong. Huh. The elders of AA challenge the newcomers to come to so they can come to believe. I ask my higher power to help me unbelief. I don't know what that means. But, you know, it's a great reading. It's a great reminder. You know, this sometimes if you just let the system work, you know, and I guess that's the tough part is at what point do you think, okay, it's not working. Now I'm going to get in. Now I need to get involved. That sort of happened today. There was a moment when he walked by, I thought, I'm not going to bother him. I'm not going to bother him. But then I said, hey, you mind 2 seconds? and he came over. I went to the meeting on Friday. I don't know if I've talked about it. I don't know when I did the last one of these. But you know, the meeting on Friday was really great. You know, there was a person, some newcomers, which were great. And, you know, one of the people were talking about how they had gotten sober and then had slowly, life had gotten better and all that great shit I talked about, I think, on the last podcast, how our life improves and, you know, we forget and the scars heal. And this person went back out and drank, and I shared at the meeting that that was the best thing I had done. You know, I'd come into this program for one reason, and that reason wasn't going to work anymore. And unfortunately, it allowed me to have the ear of the devil who suggested I drink, and best thing I ever did. Unfortunately, it cost me a marriage, and but, you know, today I have this great relationship with my son, and I really have a great relationship with my ex-wife, too, actually. I mean, we're not buddy-buddy, but we, you know, we can have a conversation and have a discussion about our son, and that's great, and that's all you really ever want. But it just allowed me to start thinking about peace of mind. It started allowing me to see where ego is coming in, and it shows me that if I was to choose to follow ego, how peace of mind would go out. So I hope everyone's having a great day, and we will catch you later. Bye.